Preston in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. Second date update. Very popular right here in Madtown.
Oh, yeah. The dating world's tough, and it's really hard to get that first date, but even harder to get that second. And that's why we're here to help you out. We're here to help out Will with Claire.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, honey. I guess we're doing a little better than you.
Yeah. I am very confused and would love any help that you guys can give.
Well, what's going on?
I went out with Claire. We had a really fun time. We went to Nom's. We got noodles. We did some karaoke. We had some drinks. It was
fun.
Like, it was not the most amazing, like, earth-shattering night, but, like, I had fun. I think she had fun. But after that, she, like, stopped texting me. She, like, doesn't really respond to phone calls. I have been, like, sorry at graduation and, like, was trying to say hey or just trying to be, like, let's, like, do something, you know, like, let's do something again, and, like, couldn't really get more than, like, a few words out of her.
Right.
So, like, I am just so confused and want to know what is going on.
I'm curious, which song did you sing karaoke to? Did you sing Love is a Battlefield or...
No, I did 8 Mile by Eminem.
Oh, damn!
Wow. That's tough.
Can you throw some beats?
I don't.
You know.
You better lose yourself in the music.
Oh, my God.
Yes, there you go.
It. You better never let it go.
How did she not go home with you?
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. I think you're adorable. Well, it's definitely not the song.
You're
well,
welcome.
Outside of like singing and serenading her with Eminem 9 Mile, what else did you kind of like talk about?
What else happened?
No, like, I mean, did you guys have good conversation?
Talk about the birds and the bees or, you know, what you guys conversate?
We talked about, like, what we want to do after school and, like, where we want to go. I mean, like, I don't know if maybe I was, like, talking too much about the future and I was, like, maybe that freaked her out, like, in a way where I'm, like,
future freaks
looking
women
down
out.
The line.
Maybe, like, a future with her?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was just talking about, like, I'm thinking of moving to San Francisco, and I think maybe she, like, maybe I insinuated, like, if this took off, we would move together, and that freaked her out. I don't, I have no idea.
Maybe just a little bit. That could have freaked her out.
But you didn't say anything like that, did you?
He did.
I didn't, like, explicitly say, like, I mean, I joked a few times, like, hey, like, if you're heading that way, like, give me a call, like, let's be roommates, but nothing like, let's get married and have kids.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Did you shower and brush your teeth and put on deodorant and make sure that, you know, you've got the gold bond down your shorts and all that?
That's important.
God, I prepped,
bond.
Like, I normally prep for a date, and I don't think I smelled too bad.
Well, how long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
Last week in a graduation.
Oh, okay. All right.
During the party.
All right, Will, are you ready? We're going to call Claire up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Claire?
This is Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire. That's Slim Shady, a.k.a. Eminem.
Oh, no, no.
Do you want to throw some beats?
Claire. Are you there? We're wondering if you care.
Oh, geez. Claire, hi, honey. My name is Krista.
Wait.
That is Shady. We have Aaron here as well. We are calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Makes sense now.
She gets it. She knows what we're throwing down. Do you remember going out with a young man by the name of Will?
Yes, I do.
Well,
Willie
good.
William?
Because you're on Second Date Update, and he's wondering, girl,
congratulations.
I haven't talked to you since graduation. I want you. Go back out with me.
Right?
Why aren't you going back? Why aren't you talking to him?
Well, he seems like a really nice guy. We went out for karaoke, and I don't know, maybe he just drank too much.
What do you mean?
But he was actually being really, really mean to people.
Really?
Commenting on who was singing, and it wasn't just like in fun spirited jest.
He was an ugly heckler.
He was loud. He was talking
heckled.
About people's weight and acne.
No. Really?
And
you don't do that.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
And you just don't do that.
No.
You know, people are there to have fun, not to be made fun of. and I just didn't like that. I don't want that around. I don't want that kind of energy around me, and I didn't like it. I just wanted to shut it down. And
wow,
super unattractive, you know. Negative energy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's weird, Will, because he's on the phone. Mm-hmm. You just don't, come across like that at all. Were you making fun of people?
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Will.
I was not making fun of. I was making jokes.
Yeah, just funnies.
Oh. Well,
it wasn't. It was about people. It wasn't with them. It was really mean.
How many sippy sips were you in?
We had a few drinks, and I was just making jokes about how silly the whole idea of karaoke is, and how stupid people look when they do it.
Me and you just did karaoke in front of thousands of people.
Now you heard his feelings.
Exactly.
Now you heard my feelings. Now I don't want to go back out with you.
You can make fun of Shady. It's okay. We're all right with it.
Yeah.
But it's I don't know. When fat people do karaoke, they're being giggled.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny.
You see what I mean?
Oh,
hold on.
My
what?
Gosh. Do not laugh at that. He said when... I'm not even going to say it.
He said when fat people do karaoke, they jiggle.
Oh
God. Well, that's so mean.
You are going to get crucified as we speak. I'm going to say I'm not surprised then now, Will. Claire.
So we can hang up now, right?
Yeah, we can hang up.
No. What are you talking about? That's funny.
That's
you guys
not
laughed at
funny,
it.
Will. That's not funny.
Well, one of us laughed at it.
I did, but that's because I'm a heartless asshole.
Yeah,
you can't really judge on
Aaron
that.
Aaron doesn't have feelings.
Will, when you're commenting, did you kind of did you give the heckles and then did you just say, oh, by the way, I'm just kidding, they did great or anything like that? Or did you really just kind of go at them and just expect the hilarity of the moment?
I mean, didn't really think about it. I just sort of said what was on my mind, and I thought it was funny. I mean, I didn't know that we were the most PC date world in the
PC.
World.
Oh, yeah, PC. We're all PC.
William, we're going to need to talk. We're going to need to talk.
Claire, would you like to go?
I didn't say anything racist.
No, you just made fun of overweight people.
Oh, that was nice. So, Claire, if you want, you can go back out with him.
Want to go back out with this a-hole?
Oh.
No, I. It's a hard pass for me. I don't know, Will. Maybe you can just learn to be nicer.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
Go take a unicorn cupcake class.
You were just being really mean, and I don't think you should talk like that. Two people are about them.
So. Oh, my goodness. I feel you're not a fat person. If you were fat, I wouldn't say it.
It's not about me. It's about how you see other people.
He's just digging himself a hole.
I was going to say, Will, you're just not helping yourself.
Oh,
man.
Will. Don't
I'll
worry.
Find you six
There's
feet
a
deep.
Class you can take for that.
He totally used
the
to be a
cupcake and unicorn class, right?
There you have it.
There you have
it's
it.
It's called a therapist.